The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. As we start discussing the dinim of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mem Chayrin, an interesting word comes to mind. The pasuk says, Lulei Serozcho Shah Shuai. I heard once from Rav Shapir Shlita of Yerushalayim, that the word shashuai, any word in Lashon HaKodesh where the shorish of the word repeats itself, shashuai, shin ayin, means that it's something that's chozer on itself. Most things in this world are a way to get someplace else. Olam Hazeh brings to Olam Haba, money brings to possessions, possessions brings to happiness, maybe. Everything in this world is an emtsoi, is a derech to bring to something else. When a word repeats itself, that means symbolically is that it's not going anyplace. The purpose of that thing is not something else. The purpose of that thing is that itself. The reason why a plaything is called shashu is because when a child plays with a toy, he's not playing with it as a means to relax, to increase his emotional happiness. He's playing because he wants to play. The tachlis of the playing is the playing itself. David HaMelech tells Rav Shalom, the purpose of my learning, the way I forget whatever trials and tribulations are going on, I learn in a way where the purpose of my learning is the learning itself. I involve myself in learning as an experience unto itself. I'm not learning to get to Olam Haba. I'm not learning in order to know Allah to be able to pass Kana Shaila. It's important also. I'm learning in order to learn your Torah. And the Torah is called the Rav Shalom Shashua, because again, That itself is the essence of existence. Not that it's an emtsoi to something else. The Indian of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin in maybe 30 or 40 places in the Klal Yisrael Sefer, if there's one Sefer, that's Klal Yisrael's Sefer, it's a Menches Chinuch. And the Menches Chinuch uses the curious vehicle of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin to discuss all sorts of different Shailas Nalochi, maybe 30, 40 places in the Sefer. Just to bring out the mesikus of how he cheshbens out this type of thing, is, we'll say, one example, is he cheshbens out that the chatzi eved chatzi mekoren, we have a fellow, what's a chatzi eved chatzi mekoren? We have an eved who was owned by shutvim. One shutv freed his half, so now half of him is an eved, half of him is a ben chayrin. Like the Gemara says, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechon, the Mishnah tells us, he can't get married. He can't marry a Bas Chorin, he can't marry an Eved, therefore he has no Takono. How's it going to be in Piri Veribia? Therefore, Koifenos and Mishnah Shnia, Mishnah Chorin is that we force the Odoin to be Meshachar his half in order that he should be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. So what's the halacha status, the mitzvah status of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechon? So the Mechaschinuch explains, Lamasha, let's say an Eved, is not mechuyev in tikkun shofar, because an eved is not mechuyev in mitzvahs shas man grama, mechuyev only in mitzvahs that nashma mechuyev. An isha cannot blow shofar for a man. She can't blow shofar for herself either. Why? L'chayr ad kama that she wants to hear the shofar, she can blow it for herself. The truth is, the mitzvah of shofar is l'shmoya kol shofar. That's the bracha we make. L'shmoya kol shofar. In that sense, what's the tkiyah? The tkiyah is the maisa which creates the sound that when one hears it, one is yoitza. The reason why you can be yoitza with a bal tkiyah, why doesn't everybody in shul have to blow for themselves? One sound the Mishnah and then the Rosh Hashanah. Why takanat? Why doesn't everybody have to blow for themselves? Because it's not like the malulu where the blowing is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hearing. When I hear somebody else's kol shofar, I'm hearing a kol shofar, I'm yoitza with that. The problem is that Be'anisha, if she's not mechuyev, her blowing doesn't produce a kol shofar. Kol shofar means the tkiya of somebody who's mechuyev in tkiya shofar. Nemele, when Isha blows, her tkiya is not viable because she can be yoitza the mitzvah with it, because the mitzvah is l'shmaya kol shofar, it's not kol shofar. It's the kol blown by somebody who's not mechuyev. Same too, a chatzi eved chatzi mechayr, says the Mechaz Chinuch, would not be able to blow for himself. That he can't blow for somebody else for a yid is up to it. That's poshut. Only chatzi of him is a yid. The other chatzi is an eved, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But why can't he blow for himself? L'chayr, half of his tkiyah, half of his, it's a half of a tkiyah of a bar chiyuvah, and only half of him is mechuyev to listen, says the Mechaz Chinuch, because in the blowing, the blowing is not a ganzer kol shofar. the half of him which is Yisrael is mechuyev to hear a kol shofar. The tkiyah that was blown is only half a kol shofar. If it's only half a kol shofar, what he's hearing, he's only hearing a half a kol shofar, is not yotze. This type of shashue araisa is what the Mechaz Chinuch uses very often to bring out subtle points in mitzvahs in the sugi of chatzia v'chatzia mechayon. The truth of the matter is that it doesn't start by tkiyah shofar of chatzia v'chatzia mechayon. The same shmuz is in Androgynous, where the Mechaz Chinuch get it from. Androgynous is somebody who has simoni zoch and simoni nekeva. And there's a discussion of this. Is he both? Is he a sophic? Does he have a separate identity as Zohar and the Nekeva? So this is a discussion between the Rambam and Ravid. It's in Shefer Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. We'll just bring out a few of the points in Chatzia and Chatzia and Chayrin, and then we'll try to define a little bit better what's the relationship. There's a little bit, the Ktzos uses in several places, the vehicle of Chatzia and Chatzia and Chayrin, not so much for mitzvahs, but more to define Shutvis and the rights of each Shutv in a Shutvis. So let's just bring out a few of the points that come up. The Turei Evin, in the beginning of Chagiga, this is a kol mechuyav b'riyah, and Evin is not mechuyav, the Turei Evin in Chagiga, that beis of the beis, speaks b'yachas to a teisvis, teis barichus in b'mabas daf yud gimel. The teisvis in b'mabas goes like this. We have in the Mishnah by us that he has a problem, this chatzia v'chatzia mechayim. Why? He can't marry a shivcho, he can't marry a baschayim. He's stuck. He can't be mekayim pivuyim. Frektos and baba basu. You can give him a lamed aleph. Why not say? And by the way, over there, the background of the discussion is Hilchos Shutvos. We'll get back to the sugya over there in a minute. Tosfos asks a kasha. Why don't we say the yovo yasei of piyu v'rivya? And it's doicha. Yasei doicha loisa say the asei of piyu v'rivya should be doicha. The loisa say of loisia kadesha of a ben chayim living with a shivcha. Since he can marry a bas chayin. I'm sorry, of an eved living with a bas yisrael. Let even the tzad avdu shaboy marry the bas yisrael because he has an aseh pivirivio that his tzad ben chayin is mukhuyivin, and that tzad has a din of aseh dechalais aseh. Now, whether this aseh dechalais aseh l'chayin the iser is the living with his wife, his husband and wife, the bia. The kiyum of that aseh is only having children later on. Then again, there's nothing a person can do to have children that's out of his control, that's Biyad Hashem. The only thing a person can do is get married, do what he has to do, take the necessary physical step in order to produce children. Is that the Maisa Mitzvah Piri Virivya? That's part of the discussion over there, we're not going to go into that. It's a fascinating discussion of Piri Virivya. Is the marriage, the Bia, the living as husband and wife, the Mitzvah? Or it's only a Hechsher for the Mitzvah, which is later on, having those children, bringing those children into the world? We're going to leave that aside. As far as our discussion is concerned, about Chatzi Evin Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the Kash of the Turi Evin is as follows. He says, there's two people here. There's a Jekyll and Hyde. There's two people mixed up over here in this fellow. There's a Chatzi Evin, there's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Who's Mechuyim and Piviriv? The Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Who's also to live with the Bas Chayrin? The Chatzi Evin. The Chatzi Ben Chayrin is who has the mitzvah, but he's not the one who's Eved Aver. The one who's Eved Aver is the Eved. How can you say Aseh Dechalaisa say when it's the Eved being over in order to facilitate a key mitzvah for the Ben Chayrin? It's two people, two. One person is allowed, one person is Aseh. There's certainly no din that I'm allowed to be Eved Aloysa say in order to facilitate somebody else being Mechayim and Aseh. That for sure doesn't make sense. That's the two Eved's Kasha. L'chor the Teretz is that we see that Tosis was Nisiachis to Chatzia v'Chatzia v'Chayin, not as a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's not two people mixed into the same body. It's one person with two dinim. Okay, it sounds almost like a philosophical question, but this is where it is. It's not his Maisa Mitzvah L'Gabi, somebody else's Maisa Averu. It's one person who has an imperative to do Mitzvah X, Mitzvah, the part of him which is X, and then he has an imperative, he has a Chiyuv, to not do that thing because of Averu Y, which is the Y part of him. But it's him. There's one him with a X and a Y, with an Aseh and a Loseh. That's the Chor Klor in the Tosfos over there in Bava Basra. The same thing we see in the Sugi itself. Tosfos didn't make it up, this way of looking at Chatzia v'Chatzia v'Chayim. It's Muchach in the Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Gemara over there is the Sugi of good or good. What's good or good? Normally when two people own a business, so inherent in my owning a business with somebody else is that I could be teveil. I could be teveil at any point. I'm not mechuyev to stay in the partnership. Important. Two people have a multi-million-dollar corporation. At any point where one person wants out, he can pull out. And if two people own a big plot of land, they can split the plot of land. When can't you split? When that thing will lose its definition by splitting it. For instance, you have a house. You want to split the house into two. What are you going to do? Throw a dividing wall, a concrete wall down the middle of the house. So what schus do you have? You have a schus in half the house. But you can't be teveh half the house if it's ein bo kidei chalukah, if it's not splittable. There are certain businesses split, the business is destroyed. To that extent, you can't, it's ein bo kidei chalukah, it's not splittable. In that case, chazal, it's not clear if it's deraisa derabanan, have a new vehicle. You're right that Reuven can't be teveh from Shimon to split the business. Shimon can't be teveh from Reuven that he wants out. He wants to take his half the business. It's not viable. What can be done is Reuven can say to Shimon, look, I want out. I'm putting two options on the table. You choose which option is preferable. Either I'll buy you out or you'll buy me out. Good or good. Either you'll buy me out or I'll buy you out. Why those options? Because a person has a right to have his possessions by himself. Even Shutvis, the Rishonim explained that a person has a right to have a bailus mivureres. A person can have his bailus one entity, not mixed up with somebody else's. In a case where I can't split it physically or financially, the thing itself, so then the tvi is good or all good, either you buy me out or I buy you out, I'm not mechuyev to stay together with you. In that context, anyone wants to know, chatzi evet chatzi mechayrin, why are we stuck? Why do we have to be meshachrim? Have the guy who's the owner of the Evid, that you have his own half by an Odoin, half his own by himself. Let the Evid Ivri be Tevea, the Odoin, good or good, either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. Now, what the Gemara answers is pretty straightforward. The Gemara says that's only, this type of idea of good or good, is only where there's two opportunities. And you're giving the other fellow, whoever's demanding chaluka, whoever's demanding a dissolution of the shutvis, can give the other person the choice. Over here, the Evid can't give the other the choice. What are the two choices? Either I'll buy out your chatzi Evid, and I'll become gans and ayid, I'll become a ben chern legamri, or you'll buy me out. What would happen if the other would buy out the Evid? Can a Yisrael become an Evid? An Evid Kenani? Of course not. So maybe he can become an Evid Ivri if he steals. If he sells himself, he can't become an Evid Knaini. So the two opportunities aren't on the table. If the two opportunities aren't on the table, then the whole thing doesn't exist. There's no din over here of good or good. That's the Gemara status. Let's go into the Gemara for a second. So the Gemara is telling us that we look at it as two people that have a partnership, like we said, on something that's Emek and Dechaluka. That might be true, the guy with the issue. Either he's a Yid, either he can marry a Yiddish woman, he can marry a Goyish woman. But as far as the moment is concerned, what makes it Emek and Dechaluka? Let's remember, if there's a property that's Yesh Emek and Dechaluka that you could divide in half, there's no tine of good or ill good. All there is a tine. I want out. You want out, take your half and walk away. So why would the Eved be able to be Teveh the Odin, the Hamid of the Gemara, that either you buy me out or I buy you out, L'chayra, what's wrong with you take your half, and I'll take my half. The Eved can take his half, I'll work one day. The Gemara says, Eved b'shvul rabba yeymechot, Eved b'shvul atzma yeymechot. You take your day, and I'll take my day. Why is that not Kedei Chalukah? You see over here the same thing, that by the Gemara it was Pashut, that we're dealing with a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Mechav, is not two distinct entities. It's one person with half of him being, means everything he does, like we said before with the Tkir Shofar, his blowing of Shofar is not half of him is blowing Shofar, and that part is a Yiddish Tkir Shofar. He does the Maisa of blowing the Shofar, half of that Maisa is Yiddish and half is not a Tkir Shofar. Every of him, as far as ownership is concerned, is half Jewish and half Evid. So Mamela, you can't split the two and say, okay, you take your half and I take my half. It's not splittable. What we're left with is two people own a thing and they work out how each one could benefit from the thing. But you can't look at it as two different. It's not shaykh to split the Evid, to split this person and say, you take one day, I'll take one day. We're not splitting days. we're in this together. That's the way the Gemara seems to be looking at the whole concept of Chatziyav and Chatziyav Akayav. What's fascinating is that the Yerushalmi seems to have a whole different approach. The Bavli, but the Bavli in Bava Kamma Daf Mem Beis, it's klar that there's no such thing as saying, listen, today, in economy, we'll work out. Today you'll work for yourself. The Chatzi Eved and the Oden will work out. Listen, today I'm my own man. I'm a free man. I'll work for myself. Tomorrow I'll work for you. You can do that with days, but what about a marriage? You can't do that with a marriage. The Bavli rejects out of hand. Maybe today the Ben Chorin can get married. The problem will be tomorrow. Maybe he can't live with her. But today he's a Yid, so he can get married to a Yiddish woman. And maybe the Kiddush would be Teufis. The Bavli says it's not splittable. Like we just said, there's one person here that's a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin. When he marries her, even on the day that he's working for himself, it's not that today he's a Yid, tomorrow he's a Goy, he's an Eved. Today he's a half Yid and half a Goy, tomorrow he's also a half Yid and half a Goy. It's worked out on a practical level that today I'll work for myself, today I'll work in your cotton field, and tomorrow I'll go into my job as an investment banker. But not that there's two people going on here. The Yerushalmi says not that way. The Yerushalmi says that we could hear that if you split that, he works today for himself. Today he's picking cotton, tomorrow he's on Wall Street. Then tomorrow when he's on Wall Street, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedusha will be Chal. Why? Because tomorrow he's a Yid. Yerushalmi clearly looks at a chalukah of Chatzi and Chatzi Mekor as two people. Might be one physical person. It's the same heart, lungs, kidneys, whatever. But there's two people going on here. There's the day that he works for the Oden on that day, Bechefza. Legabi Kedusha, so he's a Goy. And there's the day he works for himself on that day, he's a Yid. You can split the two. What the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is, I'm not 100% sure. It's a conceptual machlekes. Others want to tie in the choice. That maybe the Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi has something to do with Yesh Breiru and Ein Breiru. Can you take two things that are taruvas together and define that there's this part, there's that part? Can you split? Can you decide that a taruvas has this is this and that's that just by deciding beforehand? Might be telling you that. It discusses this Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi extensively in Kufay and Al Reish Mepes. In that concept. What the way the Ktzos defines it is that according to the Bavli, this that on Sunday he works for himself and on Monday he works for the Oden is not even that today he's an Eved, today he's an Oden. It's that we split profits. There's a business that sells raincoats, imports from China, sells in the States. It turns a profit every quarterly of $100,000. It's not that the two partners, he owns that raincoat, he owns that raincoat, he owns that pair of galoshes, the other shutev owns that pair of galoshes, or if you want to say it differently, he owns the raincoats, I own the umbrella, he has the galoshes, and I have the mittens. That's not the way it works. The business is one entity. The two partners own that business in total, and the profits are dividable between the two of them. Says the Ktzos, that's the way to look at it. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. You divide the profits. But could we look at the Eved as having a divide? As being two people, two days, two things? No. They divide profits. Batsim is one person. The way we understood the Sugya, and Bava Basad Afid Gimel, the way we proved from the Hezkashra there. The Yerushalmi clearly says not that way. That if you're going to split days of work, as the Pshat is splitting the Eved, he's talking to two different people. If he's splitting two different people, would that change the halachas of Tkiya Shofar? I don't know. Could it be that when he blows the shofar, so he's blowing, kilo, there's two people blowing over here. It's like kilo, there's a two-headed man over here, blowing shofar. Out of one side of the mouth, out of one head, there's a maisa tkiya of a yid. One mouth is a maisa tkiya of a eved. So there's, in the maisa of the tkiya shofar, there's qualitatively a half of a tkiya shofar. So maybe later on, it says when he listens, when he hears the coil of that shofar, he's hearing a coil which has a half of a tekiah shofar. Maybe he would be yotze. Maybe it's only according to the Bavli. Bets and there's two people mixed up. So what is he hearing? What is he blowing? He's blowing a mixed up coil. It's not a coil shofar. It's something that has a piece of coil shofar. So when he hears it also, he's hearing something which is not a coil shofar. It only has a part of a coil shofar. According to Yerushalmi, would you be able to conceptually look at it differently? Maybe it's okay, but it opens up. The Ktzos uses this; it's not the place for it, as a way of understanding the oimik of what's going on in Shutfisin. Do we look at two people owning a field? How do we look at splitting a field? It's a fascinating discussion as far as the sugi over there of good or good, of chalukas hashutzes is concerned. But we'll leave it the way we left it as a discussion of the geder or what a chatzim and chatzim and chayin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.